Going home to Bayshore, New York and Long Island for the screening of Steal the Story. Please check our website at democracynow.org. And then September 22nd at the IFC. I'm Amy Goodman with Anjali.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with your weather outlook, we have cloudy skies and a risk of thunderstorm this afternoon. Winds are coming from the southwest at 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 this afternoon, and we have a high of 23 degrees with humidex that's going to feel more like 30. UV index sits at 3 or moderate. Later on tonight, expect some more clouds to roll in with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 17. Now taking a look at the roads, Sentinel Drive from Bath Road to Taylorcood Boulevard is closed nightly from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. through Friday, September 11th, while resurfacing work is completed. Point St. Mark Drive from Gore Road to Barker Drive remains closed through 5 p.m. September 14th for water main work. South Bartlett Street from Victoria Street to Smith Street is closed through 7 p.m. September 30th, while facade restoration work is carried out at 655 Princess Street. Other ongoing road closures include Berry Street at 283 Queen, Wright Crescent from Palace Road to Kingsland Crescent, Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, and Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive. Drivers should expect delays on John Counter Boulevard from Portsmouth Avenue to Maple Street, where micro-resurfacing work continues through October 9th. Montreal Street between Village Drive and Bell Park Drive has delays due to installation of an intersection pedestrian signal, with work continuing through October 30th. Traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road. Keep an eye out for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and share the lane signage. And finally, motorists should expect delays on Taylorcood Boulevard and Collins Bay Road as paving operations continue. This has been your afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on the special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Tina Gilchrist, coordinator of the sex work action group, or SWAG, Kingston, a sex-positive group run by sex workers, people with lived experiences, allies, and agency members who strive to improve the lives of sex workers in Kingston and the surrounding area. SWAG aims to provide practical, emotional community and legal support to sex workers, to sensitize and educate the public and local service agencies about sex work, to fight discrimination and stigma associated with sex work, and to promote the decriminalization of sex work. Please note that due to the nature of this group's work, this episode contains content that may be sensitive to some listeners, including general discussion of consensual sex work, including its risks, and listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this takeover episode are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or position of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this afternoon special takeover of our airwaves, I am here with Tina Gilchrist, coordinator for the Sex Workers Action Group, SWAG, Kingston. Tina, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Tina, can you tell me a little bit about your organization, about its history, its mission? It might be something that people have heard of in passing, but I think it'd be great for people to know more information about your group and why you exist.
The Sex Workers Action Group is a sex-positive group started in 2010, run by sex workers, people with lived experience, allies, agency members who strive to improve the lives of sex workers in Kingston and the surrounding area. We are open to current and former sex workers of all genders from all sectors, and those with lived experience who choose not to identify as sex workers. Supporters of sex workers who share SWAG's values and beliefs. Our goals are to provide practical, emotional, and community and legal support to sex workers, to sensitize and educate the public and local service agencies about sex work, to fight discrimination and stigma associated with sex work, and to promote the decriminalization of sex work. Our beliefs and values are that sex work can be consensual, legitimate, valuable, honorable, important, and real work, but SWAG also recognizes that this is not the case for all sex exchanges. Sex workers are the experts of the industry and their own lives, and must be actively and meaningfully included in all areas of service and policy development. Sex workers deserve the same legal, human, and labor rights as any other persons in Canada, including but not limited to adequate standards of living and the provision of social and health health services. Sex workers need to be able to access public services without discrimination or judgment. The decriminalization of sex work is imperative to the health, safety, and well-being of sex workers. Can I take a moment to please talk about why decriminalization is important?
Absolutely.
Decriminalization is the removal of all prostitution-related offenses from the criminal code for consenting adults. Decriminalization improves the safety, security, and working conditions and autonomy of sex workers. Decriminalization allows sex workers to more easily access health and legal services without the fear of being charged with prostitution-related offenses. Decriminalization decreases the social stigma and discrimination of sex workers. If sex work was decriminalized, the laws which protect sex workers would still exist. The laws on extortion, coercion, forcible confinement, assault, sexual assault, threatening, child exploitation. So decriminalization allows cops to stop harassing us, whereas legalization just gives cops new reasons to harass us.
Maybe we can talk about your role in the organization. So you're the coordinator. This organization has been around for quite a while, as you mentioned. How did you get involved? Why did you get involved? And what does your role consist of?
So I was contacted early this year by Trellis HIV and Community Care to collaborate with another former sex worker to design an educational talk about sex work. The talk already happened on May 22nd, but SWAG would be more than happy to be asked to give it again. It was during this talk's development when I found out that Trellis and the Sexual Assault Center of Kingston were caretakers for the Sex Workers Action Group, and that they were just waiting for someone with lived experience to take the reins. I immediately jumped in and I found this work quite fulfilling.
What kind of activities does your group do together? How do you support each other? I think we can talk a little bit about how you get the word out, because we've sort of mentioned off mic that can be challenging.
No kidding. So our focus right now is primarily on developing a new purple harm reduction bag for the KFLNA region. You might be familiar with the black and orange bags that are used to help harm reduction for drug users. So we're trying to develop a similar thing targeted towards sex workers. A few of the important items that we want healthcare services in the area to provide are smaller condoms, which are impossible to find in the city and possibly our entire country. We're also promoting an internal foam sponge, which is almost like a tampon. And please, please, please do not use your makeup sponge. That's not what I'm saying. Designed for internal use only, please. But these are special foam, almost like heart-shaped pieces that you can put inside you. So if you have a light period, or if you're spotting like from polyps or something non-period related, that you would still be able to work and you wouldn't experience violence if perhaps you finished with your client and there happened to be some red on the condom afterwards. So that's one of the things that we want to promote to save sex workers from violence and also just the prevention of HIV, right? Another thing that we're doing is we're organizing a social gathering that's going to take place on the last day of every month. We're also in the process of making a sex work resource library, which is generously being hosted at Trellis HIV and Community Care, located at 844A Princess Street.
I need to learn to shut my mouth. Every time I talk, they think they got me figured out. Thought it was safer to bleed out to strangers. I threw up my story, should've said my name first. It's stupid, don't know why I talk about my feelings inside. Once all my pain was put out on display, I thought I'd feel better, but it's still the same. She's out of control now, she's got to slow down. She turned to the crowd and the crowd, they say, extra, extra, we thought about it. Another good girl who fell off the wagon. Choke me up, I'm part of your diet. Talkish, but look, you're still buying. Extra, extra, we thought about it. Another good girl who's lost in the madness. Front row seats to come watch the crisis. Get in line, cause you're all invited. I bet you think that you know me. This is only half, only half of what I'm showing. You only read the captions, you don't see what's past it. You don't see the half, half of what the f's happened. You disappeared when the panic attacks hit. I spent a whole year being glued to mattress and you didn't hear that I cut off my heart, but she's dramatic, though he's acting like she's something that she's not. To the crowd, and the crowd they say, extra, extra, read all about it. Another good girl who fell off the wagon, chewed me up. I'm part of your diet, talkish, but look, you're still buying. Extra, extra, read all about it. Another good girl who's lost in the madness. Front row seats to come watch the crisis. Get in line, cause you're all invited.
I think since I was a kid, I've always torn myself up and trying to get people to understand me. But what if they did understand me and just didn't want to stay? Right now they only know half, and that's enough for them to walk away. But be careful with the walls you build to protect yourself, for those will become your prison. It's not your job to prove that you're lovable.
She turned to the crowd, and the crowd they say,
If you are just tuning in, we're talking to the sex worker action group Swag Kingston on today's Takeover. Please note that this episode contains content that may be sensitive to some listeners, including general discussion of consensual sex work, and listener discretion is advised.
You reference decriminalization, but you also talk about stigma. And what do you think are some of the big challenges to your group in terms of community perception, police perception? What messages do you want to get out there in terms of people that might not be well educated on this issue?
Well, like, just by looking at me, you would never assume that I'm a sex worker. We want people to know that your friends, your family, your neighbors could be a sex worker. And we deserve the same care and respect as everyone else. Mm-hmm. One of the former things that Swag actually did in the past was campaign against the Kingston local government to put a bench advertisement out. And we actually, the former members, no, I wasn't involved in this at the time, but the former members had to gather up a bunch of research papers and stuff about stigma in order to prove to the government that actually that this is healthcare, because we're dying, because we're refusing to go to doctors and nurses and stuff, because we're afraid of losing our children, of, you know, divorce proceedings, like it being used against us, so.
Yeah, and I know Kingston historically has restrictive regulations, bylaws, for example, when sex stores have closed, they've made sure that another one can't open, or when the strip club was closing, the idea that they put bylaws in place to prevent another one from ever coming into place. I used to have a store directly across from the strip club, and I remember Swag actually coming around with awareness posters to put up in the window, and I took one, and the person who handed it out was like, oh my God, you're actually taking one.
I felt the same way when I was doing the talk for Trellis. There was a tattoo shop across the street. And when they took the poster from me, like, they excitedly took the poster from me. And I was like, oh my God, you have no idea how much that meant to me. Yeah.
Again, oh, how she sighed when she stopped her cigarette. I felt compelled to inquire for success. How do you do? How can you be so in love with yourself? Tell me, please, cause I need help. She said, every time you succeed, there's an old man somewhere seething, and spites is good a reason to take his power. When you hate the body you are in, oh, love, you're acting just for him. As he counts his gold and green in his ivory tower, I fear his lines, his pockets locked. So take that rage and bottle up, and put a drop into his cup of wine. You don't need him, you don't need me. With that poison bottle you'll be free, but be damn sure. So bright, she was already getting sick of life. Her arms were laden with his merchandise. She asked me why I no longer try and waste my time, and I said fine. Cause every time you were succeeding, there's an old man somewhere seething, and spice is good a reason to take his power. When you hate the body you are in, or love your ex.
is stagnant water, mud healing and cake and bob, and waiting in his eyes to my knees. I bathe in his mouth overnight, we drink moonbeams from my skies. Come down, he begged me, please, love, never leave.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking to the sex worker action group Swag Kingston on today's Takeover. Please note that this episode contains content that may be sensitive to some listeners, including general discussion of consensual sex work, and listener discretion is advised.
As you say, it's not always the case, but the kind of work that you're advocating for, this is consenting adults, and you just want to make it safe. Building awareness, also building protections in, and letting people know that there are resources out there for them to go to if they need it.
And even if we can't provide the resource, hopefully we can put you in contact with someone who can and is willing to help.
Mm-hmm. You talk about Trellis and the Sexual Assault Center being partners. What is it like to have those communities in place as supports for the work that you're doing?
Well, I never would have been able to even have known about the grants that we could apply for, never mind be able to apply for them without their help. And that's one of the bases that we're trying to get grants based on is HIV prevention, like, for example, those smaller condoms. We had to order them from Lithuania, which was quite expensive. But their help and even their visibility of being willing to reblog or put up posters and just even like that is just so helpful.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a social media post where you were excited to share that you were able to use their logos
yes.
on some of their signage. And you were present most recently at Kingston Pride. What was the reception like having a table in the community center there?
There was only one person who gave us a problem. So that was, I guess, kind of surprising, but also not, because even though Kingston is a conservative city, we also have a lot of young members because we're also a college city. So I think that really helps. I know it's definitely not indicative of the greater community, but I'm pretty open about my work and I've never been treated like crap in person for telling someone that I'm a sex worker. But I mean, that's probably very much an outlier experience. the only time that I'm treated bad is by anonymous people online, generally.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of a universal experience, unfortunately, right?
Up at the dawn, walk to the road, gone with the wind flying out with the crow. Laced up boots, wandering soul, I'll be gone with the wind flying out with the crow. And they won't be missing me in this town tonight. Now they won't be singing my song by the morning light. Waiting around day and night, and oh, won't you come around the bend number five? Singing my song for nickel and dime, and oh, won't you come around the bend number five? And they won't be missing me in this town tonight. No, they won't be singing my song by the morning light. Big bone girl, got my mind, and down Louisiana, leave it all behind. Long black hair, deep brown eyes, will be down in Louisiana, leave it all behind. And that old number five will be southbound, blow the smoke. Let the long black train burn cold and take me home. 2 ounce kick back, a bottle of Jack, about a half pound with me and a hot six pack. That'll have half gone by the time I hit the county line. Dynamite story of burn, half gone, gone smoke, half now, other half of them all, and 12 hours in on a 24 hour ride. Up in the dawn, walk to the road, gone with the wind, flying out with the crow. Be gone with the wind, flying out with the crow. Be gone with the wind, flying out with the crow.
Legend has it that the moss grows on the north side of the trees. Legend has it when the rains come down, all the worms come up to breathe. When the sunbeams come, all the plants, they eat them with their leaves. Well, legend has it that the world spins round on an axis of 23 degrees. But have you heard the story of the rabbit in the moon, or the cow that walked the planets while straddling the spoon? Or she would let the mountains while whistling up a tune, and swap the songs with swallows while riding on a broom? Well, we can all have things, but many and a few, from the toad hunch, the woman who lived inside a shoe, or the girl who sang by day and by night she ate his soup, or the man who drank too much and he got the brewer's roof. Listen, oh ye fair, mister, how the moral goes. Nobody knew and nobody knows how the pauper was robbed of his twice five toes, or how the dawn came to own a luminous nose, or how the jumblies went to sea in a sieve that they rode, and came to shore by the Jackalibo where the bone trees grow, where the Jabberwocky snow green tentacles do flow, and the quangle wrangle plays in the rain and the snow. But have you heard the story of the rabbit in the moon, or the cow that walked the planets while straddling the spoon, or she who let the mountains while whistling up a tune? The moss grows on the north side of the trees.
and has it when the rains come down, all the worms come up to breathe.
Does it come quick and kind? Do you feel it creep? Oh, do you feel it creep? Oh, Lazarus, tell me, does the price get paid? Weigh your heart against a feather, can you make the trade? Oh, can you make the trade? Between the fire, tell me, do the secrets keep the ones you took to the grave? Do they get set free? Oh, do they get set free? And oh, Lazarus, tell me, when the bright light fades, do you fear what you see? Can you speak its name? Oh, can you speak its name? was it joy, was it fear pounding in your chest? Oh, do you dare confess?
If you are just tuning in, we're talking to the sex worker action group Swag Kingston on today's Takeover. Please note that this episode contains content that may be sensitive to some listeners, including general discussion of consensual sex work, and listener discretion is advised.
Speaking of online, if people want to find out more information about your group, you know, we were mentioning shadow bans and things like that, but if they want to go directly to the source, how can they find out about what you do and follow what you're doing?
So we have swagkingston.ca, and it currently does relink because I am hosting it on my personal business website to save costs. We also have a link tree, so that's linktr.ee/swagkingston, and you'll be able to find the direct link to our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter there. Because, like I mentioned, shadow banning, you cannot search for our Facebook. It will not show up. And that's a moderation tool. I know that you didn't mean this as a loaded question, but it very much is, considering how badly reproductive health and sexuality are being censored on the internet due to the United States right now. Shadow banning, also known as stealth banning or ghost banning, is the practice of secretly blocking or limiting the visibility of a user's content on a website or social media platform. Because of this shadow ban, you actually cannot search for our Facebook page. You must be direct linked to it, or the search behaves as if we don't exist.
You know, even though you're educational, this is not solicitation in any way.
No.
There's still that ban. But you can, as you say, find your organization if you look for it specifically. It's just a little, unfortunately, a little bit of an extra hoop.
Yeah, yeah. To do some hoops, yeah.
Yeah. I guess one thing we could talk about is some of the dates that your organization recognizes or wants to bring attention to during the year. I noticed like there was a social media post.
International Sex Workers' Rights Day is March 3rd, 03. International Sex Workers' Day, aka Whores' Day, is June 2nd, 02. September 14th, 1/4, is Sex Worker Pride Day. And the final important day that we celebrate is International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, which is December 17th.
Your Instagram page is valuable in terms of the resources that it offers. There's a good educational campaign related to some of those observances, and also just like highlighting some of the stats on safety, on sex work, on violence against women.
Some of the posts on our Instagram were actually written by a PhD candidate too, and it's actually specifically about the history of sex work in Kingston. So you can either check out the Instagram to see little like bite-sized tidbits that were more designed for social media, or like I said, you could visit Trellis and we'll have a copy of that in the sex work library, the actual research paper.
Okay, yeah, because there was a history of Kingston's brothels,
I believe,
in there. Some really interesting old artifacts that were highlighted.
Just as I was about to take my shoes off of the rooftop there, I see a girl with braided hair here before me. Despite myself, I go and scream, hey, don't do it, please. Wait a minute, what did I just say? I couldn't care less either way. To be honest, I was somewhat pissed. This was an opportunity missed. The girl with braided hair told me her woes. You've probably heard it all before. I really thought that he might be the one. But then he told me he was done. For God's sakes, please, are you serious? I just can't believe that for some stupid reason you got here before me. Are you? Was but a girl short as can be. Despite myself, I go and scream. The petite girl told me her woes. You've probably heard it all before. Everyone ignores me, everyone steals. I don't fit in with anyone here. For God's sakes, please, are you serious? I just can't believe that for some stupid reason you got here before me. Cause even so, you're still loved by everyone at home. There's always dinner waiting on the table. Disappear, and like that there was someone every day. I listened to their tale. I
I see someone with the same pains as me. Having done this time and time again, she wore a yellow cardigan. I just want to stop the scars that grow every time that I go home. That's why I came up here instead. That's what the girl in the cardigan said. Whoa, wait a minute, what did I just say? I couldn't care less either way. But in the moment, I just screamed something that I could not believe. Hey, don't do it, please.
His favorite shade. You'll attract the wrong attention, wearing colors such as those.
Boys will be boys, wolves will be wolves, but what does mother know?
Inside your home, you can hear the growling. She throw the dog a bone.
You'll catch more bees with honey, dear, but what does mother know? Feed us your girls, the wolf shout out. Feed us the ones with curves, the ones without. Feed us your girls, from plate to mouth.
Not a tease, a cloak is not an invitation for what's underneath. A no does not mean yes, there's no riddle, there's no test. Blood red clothes alone at night shouldn't equal death. But the wolves are very hungry, gnashing pointed teeth. Don't care what the rapper's like, it'll eat you if you breathe.
So maybe it doesn't matter how we choose to wrap our skin.
Feed us your girls.
The wolf shout out. Feed us the ones with curves, the ones without. Feed us your girls, from plate to mouth. Honey or the entree, when you dress like that.
Mother's not around.
Indigo, where were you when I needed you most?
If you are just tuning in, we're talking to the sex worker action group Swag Kingston on today's Takeover. Please note that this episode contains content that may be sensitive to some listeners, including general discussion of consensual sex work, and listener discretion is advised.
If people are interested in either getting involved or supporting your organization, are there opportunities to like volunteer, support in other ways?
We would love that. Yes. Anything that you could do to help, we would appreciate. You can contact us at contact@swagkingston.ca. You can also reach us through Trellis HIV and Community Care. We do have representatives there. It's a little easier to get into there than the Sexual Assault Center, which is also our affiliate and community partner, but because of what they do, they have their doors locked.
I wonder if there's anything else that you want to add, any message for listeners out there, depending on like what side of the fence they might be on.
The thing that we do try to promote is the thing that we put on the benches. The sex workers are your friends, neighbors, and family. So
So those benches did end up going up.
They ended up, I think we only ended up getting one, but it was like right near City Hall.
Okay.
And we can't find a picture of, we can find a picture of the ad, but we cannot for the life of us find a picture of the actual ad on the bench. But that's the problem with people replacing. And you know, as much as it really is good for community organization, when one person gets tired, another person can step up, it does result in losing some things like that, unfortunately.
Do you have any upcoming appearances in town, any like community events or anything where people might be able to say hi to you in person?
I am at Kingston Pride every year. I will now have hopefully two booths there every year. So the one being the Sex Workers Action Group and the other being an educational kink booth called Kingston Kinksters. So I'm almost always at Kingston Pride.
Okay. Maybe if you can reiterate just the social media links again, acknowledging the fact that if you Google it, you're not likely to find it.
If you Google us, you can find our Instagram and our Twitter. And that, again, you can find using Linktree/SwagKingston. And also our website, swagkingston.ca, which, again, it will relink you. Don't worry. It's intentional. Redirect you, sorry.
Yeah, I will admit the first time I went on, I thought I made a mistake. But
we're just trying to save some money.
Yeah.
We're a nonprofit, please.
Well, Tina, thank you so much for coming in today. I feel like this is a conversation or a group that maybe not many people are as familiar with. And I think it's really valuable to help get the word out there and promote the advocacy you're doing. So I really appreciate it.
I can't thank you enough for having me. Thank you so much.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Oh. body makes that your body makes that your body makes that your body.